This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I am honored and thrilled, as always, for you guys to be with us and for me to be with you, because I know there's synergetic flow of energy and anointing when we get together in Precious Like Faith. And so I'm so glad you guys decided to join with me today. And I'm excited because guess what? I've got another book coming out. As you guys know, many of you know, I put out a book a month because of the fact we have a dynamic new program called Hot Off the Press Book Club. And with the Hot Off the Press Book Club, you're the first one that gets the book before the public gets the book every month. You get free shipping in the USA only. You get a personal autograph from me. You get a free ebook with it as well, which is a $10 value. And so you get a lot of great dynamic things. And if the book happens to be over the $15 retail price, guess what? You still get it at that one low rate of $15. And so you can't beat it. So I would really encourage you guys, go and join today, because sometimes, some months, I put out books that are never even released to the public, but just to those in our Hot Off the Press Book Club. So go to identitynetwork.net today and sign up for your monthly book today. If you need any help, you can call the office as well. So I'm going to talk to you guys about just a little bit, just for a few minutes, about this new book, because I want you to begin to understand what this book is about. Sometimes when people look at my titles of the books, they wonder, wow, what exactly does he mean by that? And I totally understand. But sometimes it's just good to call the book of how you see it. But sometimes people don't see what you see in your mind, correct? So today is your lucky day. I'm going to talk to you guys about the new book and tell you what it means. So the new book coming out, drum roll please, is called Visualizing the Energy of Your Prophetic Word. Visualizing the Energy of Your Prophetic Word. And I know I had a Facebook Live on our Identity Network page on Facebook every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Central Time. And this past Monday, people were begging me, please tell me the name of the book. And I just refused to tell them. I wanted it to be a surprise. And so those who listen to the podcast, you're going to be the first ones, guys, to hear the title of this book, because no one else has been able to hear it at all. None of our customers, subscribers, friends, no one. So you guys are hearing it for the very first time. And every month, I'll try to do the same thing. I'll try to tell you guys the name of the book before anyone else knows it in the podcast. And so visualizing the energy of your prophetic word is a dynamic book, because I give references from cultures and religions all over the world, and especially from the Bible, because we want to always back up Christian things with the Bible, correct? And so in this book, I talk about the fact of the power, first of all, to visualize. Now, a lot of times people tend to have a little problems when they hear the word visualization or visualizing. And yet all it represents is, without a vision, the people perish. The word vision in the Bible comes from the word visual or visualization. It means to peep, to see, or to behold. And basically what we're saying here is visualizing means you have an intention. There is an intention, and that means you're giving your attention within your intention, okay? And you're focusing on the very thing that you want to come to pass in your life. So here on Thoughts Become Things, we are very big, firm believers in the law of attraction. And once again, I always tell people, if the law of attraction, if that term sort of trips you up and you don't like it, maybe because you feel like it's more of something of a secular, you know, notion or new age or whatever, hey, you know what, call it what you want to. I don't care if you call it biblical attraction, you know, God attraction, kingdom attraction. The truth is, attraction just works. It rains upon the just and the unjust. And what it means is everything in this universe is ran by and solely understood by the power of attraction, of how we think, because thoughts become things, correct? That's why we named the podcast Thoughts Become Things, because we wanted to be able to get everyone on the same page of understanding the power that lies within you. And the power that lies within you is letting you know that you have the power to attract according to how you think, but really not even just on how you think with your body or your mind, but it actually is a part of your becomingness, your beingness, your identity. So basically, what you're being is what you will attract. Of who you are is what you attract. If you know, let me give you a great example. If you know that you're ugly, Now, you might say, God, that's horrible to say, but a lot of people, they feel as if they know that they're ugly. The truth is, they're not ugly. But some people just know, that's their belief is, I just know I'm ugly. As opposed to saying to them, you know what, I know I'm not ugly, but I have this paradigm that I'm not attractive, and I need to sort of change that paradigm. Why? Because at least that speaks of a little bit of truth when it deals with the fact that they are separating their thoughts from their beingness. But when somebody says, oh, I just know I'm ugly, then automatically what happens is they've embedded the thought that is from the thinker, because remember, the thought and the thinker are different things. I'm the thinker of the thought, but I'm not my thought. I'm the thinker. I'm the observer. I observe my thoughts. I am actually not my thoughts. Are you with me? And so I'm the one doing the observation, but yet what that in which I'm observing means that it's not, that's not me. So you can observe without actually realizing that the things you're observing is not who you are, because it's not. And so you've got to begin to understand the power of intention, the power of thought, the power to visualize, which means to focus intently on that thing in which you're wanting to manifest. Because think about it, whatever you behold, you become. You know, I talked about a story in the Bible back in the early parts of the Old Testament, the first books, and it dealt with the fact of, and many of you don't know the Bible, some of you might not, some of you might. So I'll just give it to you in a very generic way to where you can go and look it up for yourself. But pretty much the gist of the story is there was once a man who actually really wanted intently to marry this girl, but that he worked for her father. And because of that, the father said, I'll tell you what I'll do. You know, and he talked about, you know, you can have my daughter's hand in marriage. He said, but here's the key thing. He said, I want to give you all the calves that are spotted. And so at the time, the guy's like, you know what? That's not good, because there's no spotted calves, correct? And the father-in-law, or excuse me, the girl's daughter, the girl's father knew that. And so it's just like me telling you guys today, hey, I tell you what, you can have all the Oreos that is in your house. Well, if you don't have any Oreos in your house, I just knew, or put it this way, if I was to say to you, you can have all the Oreos in my house, and I know there's no Oreos in my house, guess what? I'm offering you something that I know is impossible, because there's no Oreos in my house. And so you're going to be like, oh, gee, thanks. Well, but there's none in your house. But then I turn around and say, but if there was, you can have every one of them. So see, therefore I set you up to make you think that you can, that I'm a giver, but the truth is I knew that what I'm trying to give you I don't really have. And so that's what happened. And so the guy was like, man, this is not right. This is crazy. So guess what he does? He co-creates with God. He creates an environment in which calves could be able to produce spotted calves. And so what he does is he put bark in their trough where they drink from, and when the cattle began to look down at the trough to drink, they saw spots floating in the water, which what the Bible considers, which is actually like the bark from a tree, because the guy pulled off bark from a tree and used it in the water to where what the cattle beheld, they would begin to produce. And so when mating season came, when they were in heat, they were getting it on, folks, okay? When the calves and the cattle would do that, I should say, then they would bear forth the thing in which they were beholding, because they would actually get in heat and sort of have sexual intercourse with the other cattle during this time that was near the trough. And so what they were viewing, they actually began to produce. So what you behold, you do produce. And so guess what happened? That season, they began to have a lot of spotted calves. Well, the guy had to be true to his word, and so the guy that wanted to marry the guy's daughter, guess what he did? He reaped the benefits of knowing that in that time of his life, you know, because he was wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove, and he understood the principle of the word of God, the universal principle of God's kingdom. He knew the power of attraction. He obviously knew thousands of years ago the power to behold. And so therefore, guess what happened? He began to use the principles of the universe that God put instead into motion, and he began to get spotted calves that at first didn't exist but now came into existence. And so within the book, I talk about the power of visualization. I said all that to say this. And so that's where we talk about the power of visualization, is knowing that there is power in what you behold. And so what you behold, you begin to produce. And through the power to visualize the energy, now many people might say, well, why wouldn't you just say visualizing the prophetic word? Why do you have to say visualizing the energy of the prophetic word? Great question. Glad you asked. Because of the fact that prophetic words, everything in the universe is energetic. Did you know your words are energy? Your thoughts are energy? We can prove it. And yet, we have to remember that our mind doesn't contain the actual thought. If thoughts are energy, And yet your mind's energy, everything you have is energy, then energy doesn't really just, it seeps in with, you know, it merges and blends with other energy. So it's not like the energy within itself is housed within your brain. You can't, that's not humanly possible. And so the very thing you're thinking, which is energy, actually can transcend out of your brain. It just does. It's not like it's in a box and your mind holds it in and says, you can't go anywhere. It doesn't work that way. Energy, because everything in the universe is energy. And energy goes where where attention goes, energy flows. And so that's what happens. So when you have a thought of energy, which, we'll put it this way, when you have a thought, which is energy, then it's automatically just going to begin to just, you know, come out of you, for lack of better words. Sort of sci-fi look sounding, does it not? And so through that, you have to remember that a prophetic word from God is energy. It's energetic. Some people say, well, I like to use the word anointing. Whatever word you want to use, fine. I don't worship terminology, and I don't worship words. I worship God. And so because of that, I'm not hooked up or tied up to words. And so through that, I know the realization, the reality of as a mature son of God, to realize God created everything to be energetic and energy and light. Because light, matter is light slowed down, correct? And so through that, we have to understand, I need to be able to visualize and focus on the very thing that the prophetic word is putting out, which is energy, because it is energy within itself. And so what I want to do is I want to be able to focus on the thing that God is trying to initiate and have me to engage in, that it would begin to be my reality and it would manifest in my world. And so visualizing the very energy or anointing in which the prophetic word is putting off is what I want to focus on, because what I focus on expands and becomes bigger. Are you with me? So that way the actual definition, the seed within the prophetic word, will begin to manifest, because I'm focusing and intently looking into visualizing the very power of that prophetic word. And so in this book, I give a lot of deep details, a lot more than I can explain today on the podcast, for sure. But I really want to encourage you guys to get this book, because it's going to be something of a revolution to many of you who maybe have received prophetic words from me or someone else, or maybe have never received one. The truth is, no matter who you are, what side of the world you come on, what side of culture you live on, it doesn't matter. God loves to speak to anyone and everyone. Because the truth is, if God is in, if He's omniscient, omnipresent, then that means there's an energy, a presence of God in all things. Because Jesus is the light that lighteth all men. And so understanding that, we realize that God made everything energetic and energy for a reason. Because He knows that what we begin to put our thought into and our life into, our life, the style of our life, which is basically saying the pattern of your life, whatever you pour the pattern of your life into by what you're creating intently. Now, many people might say, for example, well, I don't want my desire. We had one lady write in and she said, I don't want my desire. I just want whatever God wants in His will. And I'm like, well, your desire is hooked up in God. You can't separate you from God. Come on, folks. And so because of that's what religion wants you to feel like you're separated. True Christianity, true biblical Christianity will tell you, you are connected to God. End of discussion. All things are made by me and for me. Without me, there's not anything made that was made. The Holy Spirit even validates the fact He lives inside of you. The kingdom of God is within. And so start looking inwardly and not outwardly. And so through this book, I'm educating and teaching those to realize, no matter who you are, what you are, God loves you. God wants to speak to you. And anything in your life that needs to be aligned, or maybe, for lack of the words, maybe corrected. And it's not like God's going to rebuke you and correct you. But what He's saying is, I'm here to align you. I like the word correction, yes, but it sometimes can be abusive word, and it can be a word that is actually, since we have seen the abuse of it by preachers and different people, I like to use the word alignment, because alignment actually corrects the very thing that is maybe out of pocket, that is sort of not where it needs to be. So alignment brings you to a place of alignment in your life. Why? So yes, you can live in health, and yes, you can prosper, and yes, you can have a lot of great things in your life, but once again, it doesn't dismiss the fact that you're still not going to go through trials and tribulations, because you are. It still doesn't dismiss the fact that there will be deaths and there will be things in your life happen. But the good thing about it is you have a trust in God that gives us an energy, an anointing, a prophetic word to us, letting us know how we're going to make it through it. preparing us for maybe the things that will happen, positive or negative. And the great thing about that is there's always escape. Prophetic words bring us a way of escape. It doesn't mean we escape from the roughness of life. We escape from the trials and tribulations and the deaths and the things in our lives that are bad, that are learning curves for us. No. But what it means is it will teach you and educate you and show you the things in your life that actually don't need to be the negative in your life. Maybe, let's say, for example, if something bad in your life does happen, and it's sort of not something that needed to be in the placement of your life, that maybe you're supposed to learn from or shift you into another reality of living your life, of how you should live your life, whatever, then you know what? If it's not part of that plan, then a prophetic word shifts it, knocks it out of course, headed towards you. And that's a key thing. We want to be able to know that what is really needed in my life to help me grow, what is needed in my life to get me motivated and moving. Whatever it is that is part of the plan and will of God for my life to shift me, awake me, trigger me into a place of alignment, to where I'm aligned in the place in which I need to be in my life, then you know what? That's what I want. If it's something that knocks me off or is adding to something that does not need to be there in my life, then you know what? I want a prophetic word in my life to throw that out of my life. Put another way, it separates the tares from the wheats. And whatever wheat is, according to the will of God for your life, no matter what it looks like or sounds like or feels like, you know what? If it's a tear that's not supposed to be part of that, then what I want to do is I want to get it out of my life. And so a prophetic word, you feel the energetic flow of what a prophecy does for you. And it throws you into the place where you get in your life what you need to get, what is there for you to help you therapeutically, what is needed in your life to trigger, awaken you to better reality of who you are in God. And through that, you begin to realize that wow, you know what? Jesus does know what he's doing. And through that, we begin to understand that I don't want anything extra. I don't want anything added to my life that doesn't need to really truly be there. Are you with me? Now, a lot of people call the additions or the additions of life, things they just don't want. But you have to be able to cipher through the reality to know which addition is needed in my life that is actually part of that wheel that needs to trigger me into a new reality, that awakens me into a new reality, that sort of shifts me into making the story of my life, the experience, the journey of my life. Those are things I want. And when people come to me, for example, and say, you know, I don't want to date around, I don't want to be on a dating website, you know, it's a waste of time, I say, well, hold on a minute. You know what? If you're in God's plan, in other words, if you're intuitive to the things of that voice of God, then you will automatically begin to adapt to the things that you consider additions that are wasted. You'll adapt to the additions in which you need, because every life needs some additions, come on, because it's still part of the plan, so it's not actually a real addition. It's just part of the plan of your life. And yet, when you get prophetic words, it knocks off the true additions that are not supposed to be there, the add-ons, for example. But in a person's life, when you're dating and you go on a website, for example, guess what? You might say, well, I don't want to waste my time dating around. Well, a lot of dating around helps you organize and structure your life to know what you want versus what you don't want. And when people tell me, I just want God's will, I want somebody to say, well, have you ever been in the wheel and out of the wheel within that particular situation? Let's say, for example, within a dating scene of what you're looking for, how can you sit here and say what you're really wanting unless you have experienced the positive and the negative? How can you truly make up your mind? Well, you know, you might say, well, I don't want to make up my mind. I want God's will. So in other words, you want God to surprise you with his will of something you've never experienced, something you've never understood through the scale of weights and balances in your thinking process. Is that what you're saying? And then what happens is you get into a marriage that you just want God's will of that's basically a surprise to you, and you don't know how to handle it because you've never experienced this type of measure of this other person with their personality or their characteristics. So you're asking for something that God actually doesn't always do. Now, does God do supernatural things because he understands maybe that person is ready for something, or they're already adapting, or they would adapt to this particular situation? Absolutely. But God would never And I have no problem stressing that. God would never bring forth a miracle or a supernatural surprise to someone that he knows is that they could never wrap their brain around it. They couldn't fathom it. They couldn't relate to it. Because then you're asked, then what you're doing is you're stripping, or put another way, you're forcing someone to adapt to something that actually they don't know how to adapt to. They don't know how to bring an understanding to, because they've never been in it. And God doesn't do that, because God's word says everything is upon line, precept upon precept, and he even says he honors his word above his name. So he honors the very things he said before, and that is in a stepping stone way in the growth and the evolutionary process of our lives, to understand that when supernatural, if we happen to move into a supernatural, miraculous moment of God, that God already knows, since he knows us better than we know ourselves, he already knows what we will adapt to versus what we won't adapt to. And so we have to remember, God works with us, folks. God is not here to say, I don't care what you want. I don't care if I gave you those desires, I'm going to pull them back from you. I don't care what you do in your life. You know, you better straighten up and fly right and get in my wheel. And yet some people are like, well, Lord, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that feels like. What am I supposed to do with that? You know, but he works with us. As we co-create with him, he works with us and says, let me give you the experience you need that will help you to where when the alignment, and that is part of my alignment, hello, is sort of dating around, or sort of whatever it is God wants for you, that it will align automatically, because he knows the experience you need in your life will help awaken you to flow better within that reality that he's bringing to you through his will. So that's a key thing. So this book talks a lot about the ideas of God for us and in us and through us, that what it means to understand what to do with the prophetic word, how to visualize it, how to see it, and how to focus on it, to where our alignment will begin to be beautiful and we'll know how to align in it. To where why? So our prophetic words will come to pass in this natural reality in our lives, and we can be, do, and have everything that God wants us to have and do and be. So I want to encourage you, stay tuned, because we are uploading that this week. We're getting it on the website soon, but once again, those on our Hot Off the Press book club will get the book sooner than anyone else. So I want you to be a participant in your recovery. Be a participant in your own therapy. Be a participant in your beautiful life that God's given you. Don't disrespect yourself by saying, I can't afford a life coaching session. I can't afford a book. I can't afford this. Or I don't have time for this. You make time for what you really want. The truth is, when people say, here, let me give you a great example. When someone says to me, I don't have time at all. I just don't have time to date. I don't have time to read. I don't have time to do this. But God, I wish I did. Here's what happens. Let's say, for example, and we're not hoping this will happen to anyone, but let's say, for example, you're the busy person that we're talking about, and you can't make time for anything. But guess what? What happens if you get sick on your job? What happens if something happens and you need to go to the hospital? Guess what? You make time to go to the hospital. You leave your job. You leave whatever it takes and you go to the hospital. Guess what you did? You made time. Think about that, folks. You made time. Well, Jeremy, that's an emergency situation. It doesn't matter. You made time for it. Whether something's an emergency or not, you make time for it. And sometimes emergencies, for lack of better words, are almost needed to force you into breaking the pattern of your life and understanding exactly where you need to be and what needs to happen. And when it deals with your health, and you're like, you know what? I'm sick. I don't feel good. I feel like I'm dying, whatever. Guess what? When that destitute, that desperation, I should say, comes upon you, guess what you do? You drop everything that you worshiped. You drop everything that's become idol to you. You drop everything that you feel in your life at that moment is, you know, I can't leave my job, and you do it anyway. Because you understand, when I'm in a desperate situation where I feel like I'm not going to make it, I'm going to die, you do something about it. So the truth is, folks, you know, you do make time. You make time for what you really want. Unless something's become an idol in your life, and then you're going to be in trouble, because God will make sure that idol comes down. Oh my God, I got fired from my job. Well, God was getting rid of the idol. God will get rid of the things in your life you tend to bow down to and worship, and you think is of great importance in your life, because you haven't made time and room to love yourself and give yourself what you need. And that is to educate yourself to know how to begin to effectively walk in power. and walk in the flow of God and walk in the things that my life deserves and my life needs in order for me to thrive in this world and not survive. So the choice is really up to you. Choose you this day. God tells you that. God doesn't say choose you this day unless you feel like you can't get take off work. Choose you this day unless you feel like you just can't make time to do this. Then I understand. God doesn't say that because He knows you're the co-creator on earth. You're the creators here on earth under God. And that means you make time for what you want. You do what you really want to do. So I want to encourage all of you. I have had to do that before in my life. I have to all the time. I do what I know is necessity. I do what I have to do in my life to thrive. And if I get in a survival mode, I break it as quick as I can to say, I don't care what I have to break off or who I have to break off. I will never live in a survival mode. I will live in a thriving mode, and I'll make time for what I know is an important necessity so I maintain the value of who I am. If something in your life takes away from the value of who you are, then that something needs to go. No matter what it is or who it is, it needs to go. You are valuable, and everything in your life should read into and should feed into the value of who you are. If not, get rid of it. Don't tolerate anything that is speaking against the value of who you are. When you see the value of who you are, you understand you're thriving and not surviving, your life changes. So I want to encourage you today, get on the book, get on the Hot Off the Press Book Club today. And not just the Hot Off the Press Book Club, but I want you to begin to read more. And these books every month that I'm putting into your hands are deep revelatory things that are guaranteed to work because I give action. I give action in my product. I always tell people, don't preach if you can't give people action. If you don't give people steps to know or something to know how to be able to do something, and steps doesn't mean you do it exactly how I tell you and it works, because the kingdom of God is not made of potions, you know, that we mix together and voila, we have the magic, you know, wand. That's not how it works. But it does work in a way where we're giving something of an open door policy, for lack of better words, of you knowing that this is a way I can actually incorporate action to this and I can make it work for me, of how it needs to look and sound for me. That's what I love to do for people. So I want to encourage you today, go to sign up for the Hot Off the Press Book Club, and you will begin to be the first one the moment this book releases in 2 weeks, and the ebook will be up on the website here in the next 2 or 3 days. So you can download the ebook as well. But if you get on the Hot Off the Press Book Club, you get the ebook free with your book. How cool is that? With the free shipping, with the personal autograph, and everything else. So do that today, folks. Sign up. Let me give your office number to call. Our office number is 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. And when you call, just say, I want to sign up for the Hot Off the Press Book Club that is Jeremy's Book Club. And you can just say, I want to sign up for Hot Off the Press Book Club. They'll know what you're talking about, because we have had so many people sign up recently. So be that person that loves yourself enough to educate yourself. Trust me, one day what you sow, you will reap back, and it'll be amazing for you. So have a great day. Do not forget this week to create the life that you want. Create the life with God that you know you deserve, you need, that God has died for you to have. Do it today. God bless you and have a great week.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.